Hello, I'm Sebastian. Welcome to Nine Knit Trees Podcast. Today I will summarize and review the book. In The High Five Habit, Take Control of Your Life with One Simple Habit, Mel Robbins introduces readers to a deceptively simple practice with the power to transform their lives. Robbins, a renowned speaker and coach, builds on her extensive experience in motivational psychology to present a self-empowerment guide that is both insightful and actionable. By focusing on the act of high-fiving oneself in the mirror each morning, Robbins unpacks the psychological, emotional, and practical impact of this gesture. She argues that this habit can significantly boost one's confidence, self-esteem, and overall outlook on life. Throughout the book, Robbins combines personal anecdotes, scientific research, and practical advice to inspire readers to embrace this transformative habit. I will give you key takeaways from this book. Firstly, the science behind the High Five Habit. The High Five Habit isn't just an arbitrary choice. It's a practice rooted in psychological science. Robbins delves into the neural and biochemical reactions that occur when one engages in self-affirmation practices like the high five. This gesture activates areas in the brain associated with positive emotional processing and decreases activity in systems tied to negative thoughts. By leveraging the mirror neuron system, which plays a crucial role in empathy and understanding others, individuals can also apply this empathy to themselves, thus fostering a stronger sense of self-compassion and self-esteem. Robbins effectively demystifies how a simple action can lead to profound changes in the brain, laying a scientific groundwork that adds credibility and depth to her method. Secondly, overcoming negative self-talk. A substantial portion of the High Five Habit is dedicated to confronting and overcoming the pervasive problem of negative self-talk. Robbins offers readers practical strategies for identifying and challenging the critical inner voice that undermines self-esteem and confidence. She highlights the importance of recognizing this voice as a protective mechanism gone awry, rather than an accurate reflection of one's worth or capabilities. Through engaging exercises and reflections, Robbins guides the reader towards replacing self-criticism with encouragement and support, mirroring the encouragement one would offer to a dear friend. This shift is vital for creating a more positive and nurturing self-relationship. Thirdly, building momentum with small wins. Robbins emphasizes the importance of celebrating small victories as a foundational aspect of the High Five Habit. By acknowledging and celebrating even the smallest successes, individuals can build momentum and foster a more positive outlook on their ability to influence their life and environment. This approach encourages a shift from a focus on outcomes to a focus on effort and growth, fostering resilience and a growth mindset. Robbins provides readers with strategies to identify, appreciate, and build upon these small wins, integrating them into daily routines as a means of sustaining motivation and promoting continuous personal development. Fourthly, creating a routine of self-empowerment at the heart of the High Five. Habit is the creation of a daily routine centered around self-empowerment and positive self-affirmation. Robbins guides readers through the process of establishing this morning routine, emphasizing the importance of consistency and intentionality. By beginning each day with a moment of positive connection with oneself, individuals can set a tone of self-respect and optimism for the day ahead. Robbins offers tips for overcoming resistance and making the High Five Habit a non-negotiable part of one's day, highlighting the transformative potential of regular positive self-engagement. Lastly, expanding the High Five Habit. Beyond the mirror, Robbins explores how the principles of the High Five Habit can be extended into various aspects of one's life, including personal relationships, professional endeavors, and personal growth journeys. She presents the habit as a starting point for a broader practice of self-validation, encouragement, and compassion. By applying the ethos of the High Five Habit, positivity, encouragement, and celebration, to interactions with others and oneself, Robbins shows how this practice can enhance not only personal happiness, but also interpersonal relationships and professional satisfaction. The book provides practical advice on how to cultivate an environment that supports continuous growth and self-acceptance. In conclusion, Mel Robbins' The High Five Habit, Take Control of Your Life with One Simple Habit, is a powerful read for anyone looking to boost their self-esteem, overcome self-doubt, and make positive changes in their life. Robin's approachable writing style, combined with practical advice and scientific backing, makes The High Five Habit accessible and compelling. This book is particularly suited for individuals feeling stuck or seeking ways to cultivate a more positive relationship with themselves. By introducing a simple yet profoundly effective habit, Robbins offers a pathway towards self-validation, resilience, and personal empowerment. Whether you're in search of a mood lift, struggling with self-criticism, or simply aiming for personal growth, The High Five Habit can serve as a transformative tool, guiding you towards a more optimistic and fulfilled life. If you would like to support Mel Robbins, you can buy the book through the Amazon link I provided in the podcast description. After reading the book, please let me know what you think and share your thoughts. See you around.